I mentioned this story last week, and I said I'd bring you the result if I could find out, and I have. A P-plater allegedly caught driving at more than 200 k's with alcohol in his system has appeared in court yesterday. We brought this to you last week. 10:45 p.m., the 28th of July, police patrolling the Yule Highway south of Parkes when they saw a Holden Commodore doing more than 200 k in a 110 zone. Now, the officer stopped the car at Woodward Street, Parkes, and spoke with the driver, a 20-year-old, identified now as Jake Stephen Osborne. Now, police allege the car was carrying six people, had defective tyres, no P-plates, and was doing over 200k. Now, this could have been a triple, quadruple, five, six-people fatality. Six people in the car driven by this young lunatic at over 200k's. Now, it gets worse. Apart from the defective tyres, Jake Stephen Osborne underwent a roadside breath test and returned a positive reading, a special reading of 0.025. He was charged with special range PCA, driving in a speed that men are dangerous and exceeding the limit by more than 45 k's. Now, Osborne pleaded guilty to special range PCA in Parkes local court yesterday, but hasn't entered pleas to the other charges. He'll reappear in court September 4. He's yet to receive infringement for not displaying P-plates, unrestrained passenger and defective tyres. But police are likely to issue these infringements in the coming days. But, you know, I don't know the kid. And like a lot of 20-year-olds, he's obviously a bit of a numbskull. But to carry six people in a car, allegedly doing over 200 k's an hour, on ball tyres, as a P-plater, is lunacy. We could today be talking about multiple deaths on the Newell Highway. Instead, we're talking about all of them surviving. And I hope there's a valuable lesson for the other five in the car as well. And I hope eventually when he meets the magistrate, they deal with him appropriately.